Welcome to another episode of Messy Mac Radio.
Bitch!
I'm Mess.
And I'm Lulu. Or MacLu. MacLu the motherfucking dime. MacLu May. It don't fucking matter. Just make sure you put the Mac in front of it.
We in this bitch again.
Like we never fucking left.
Okay.
Shout out to Remy Martin for always providing us with the good turn up and always putting brown liquor on our liver and shit. And yes. Not having us a fucked up ass hangover the next day. Drink it with Sprite, drink it with juice. But whatever you drink it with, you gonna get loose. Shout out to Remy Martin.
Quality cognac.
Is that what it said on the bottle?
No, I just said that.
Cognac fine champagne. It's cognac champagne.
Champagne.
Champagne, mommy.
Chardonnay. Okay.
What's up, y'all? Thank y'all for tuning again and again and again and again to another funny-ass episode of Messy Mac Radio. We are here live and direct, reporting live from Kansas City, Missouri. We are sipping on, like we said, a Remy Martin. Let's get the party cracking right here. Fuck VIP. Name that song. But you'll hear ice in the background because we getting fucked up in memory of one of the greatest...
Ever motherfucking
the greatest
our fave.
Yeah, our fave. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle, man. Today is a real one's birthday.
Neighborhood Nip.
The spirit is moving in this room right now, so we're gonna get into some topics, but we also gonna dedicate the second half of our show to Mr. Ashkodom.
That's why you did this.
What?
You want me to break down this sticky ass shit? Talk about you don't need no grinder.
I do need a grinder.
Sorry, y'all. Back to your regular scheduled program. For your little blunts, this might be...
Get the fuck out. My blunts ain't little because this is some fucking sour D's in my grinder. Shout out to every time that I open my grinder and be pleasantly surprised with some kill in that motherfucker.
Shout out to not doing drugs.
Do you're drinking alcohol.
I won't
that's
do
a drug.
Drugs. A won't have an attitude. Or will respect myself. E, I will educate me now.
Dare didn't work for none of us. We probably let the tiger dude down.
I definitely did.
Yeah, this motherfucker talking about she don't do drugs, but she drink every day.
Hey, alcohol ain't no drug.
Yes,
and I don't drink every
is.
Day.
Alcohol is the worst drug there is.
Tell her I drink every
today
weekend,
ain't the weekend,
not every day. It's the start of my fucking weekend. You
whatever.
Me?
Whatever.
I told you kids bring me bad luck. You hear me?
Okay. Okay, so we're going to, like I said, the first half of the show, we will get into a couple topics. But the second half of the show is dedicated to nobody but Nipsey. So let's hop right in fucking to it. The old ass fucking dirtiest fuck, oldest fuck ass queen.
Said if you put her on the ballot, write in.
Bring a pencil.
200,000 write-ins, and America can go back under British rule.
Y'all ready for that?
If y'all know y'all education, America used to be under the British rule.
Yes.
In like the 1780s, I think, don't quote me, it might have been 1776 when I read upon it.
That's when the Declaration of Independence.
In 1776, I believe, is when it started, like them, like, fighting for their shit,
yeah.
And we won.
Right.
And America became their own thing of the 13 colonies, or however it goes. You
exactly.
know, Google it. But anyway, she said if you write her in and she get at least 200,000 write-ins, America go back under British rule. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to go back under
what
British rule.
What the hell? She 93. Okay.
I mean,
the
king
bitch
can
barely
can
fucking
it,
stand up. It does not
when
matter.
She died, you know,
for her
son,
to be that damn
man.
Old to be making, she throwing shade at
I
her
mean,
age.
America is kind of fucked up, but at the same time, this is
why
the
would you? Why
free.
Would we want to go back to British rule?
I wouldn't. I mean, unless we get free health care.
Not at all. That's Canada that does
I
that.
I think Britain do too. I think English do too.
That may be what a nigga need, though.
Yeah,
but I ain't trying to be up under no old-ass lady, like,
here's
93.
My thing. We be under old-ass Caucasian men all the time. But I would just rather just stay America, you know, North America.
We too fucked up, so but the queen, like, I need to step my old-ass in.
That's probably why she's saying that. Like, she think if it could be under her, they probably have more strict rules. They'd probably be beheaded people.
Off with that head.
Off with his head.
Off with his head.
First offense. Off with his head.
Would you like a cup of tea?
25 to life. No, off with his head.
Indubitably.
So. So, yeah, but that's the story with that. What y'all think? Y'all want to be back under British rule? Y'all want to be a part of the colonies?
I mean, people on the East Coast probably know that more as far as history, like New York and Maryland and Massachusetts, all them states with the white dudes with the wigs.
Yeah, Salem witch trials. Okay, that probably ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't listen to me with that one, yeah.
She watched too much Netflix.
And chill.
Right? That's funny. You're writing an election. Shit, write me in 200,000. Lou for president 2020. Yeah. It's going down. I'm making weed legal. I'm making Benzies under 20 racks.
Hey, I need Bernie Sanders to win. He talk about eliminating motherfucking college debt.
Yes, and he said he's going to expose the United States government and the affiliation that they have with aliens.
Listen, he said if it's under 50,000, what? Take mine now.
My shit ain't under 50,000.
Please let Bernie Sanders get in there.
I ain't gonna let that happen. Bernie Sanders was marching with Martin Luther King.
I mean, he old as fuck, but...
But I'm saying he's pro-black, is what I'm saying. That's what my point
was. I think that this misogynistic asshole is gonna be president again.
I don't think so.
We'll see, because I didn't think he was gonna win the first time. And he
did. I knew he was.
Even though majority did not vote for him. But... The electoral votes did, and those are probably ultimately the
and
vote.
And that really pisses you off, don't it? Because you keep bringing
that
up.
Yep, it pisses me off because they say that our vote matters, and don't get me wrong, I'm there every election I vote, even elections that's not presidential. But my problem is, if the mass majority voted for Hillary, how the fuck does the electoral votes outrule that?
It's up in the house.
I don't understand that. So basically, the general public's vote don't matter.
Not at all. That's why I don't vote.
But I vote because I was raised that
way. Then you think about it like this. People that's felons, they can't vote. A third of the fucking population is felons. So you got a whole third that don't even have a say-so.
Criminals.
Yeah. You know?
Which, why come a criminal can't vote? Just because they're a criminal? Don't make sense.
Right. And just because they went to jail don't necessarily mean they're a criminal. Right. Shit. They could have been wrong place, wrong time.
And they could have been falsely accused and still got charged. But here's my thing. Even if they were a criminal, does that mean that they're not human and not due to their rights as an American?
Nobody has rights in America unless you got
money.
It's
the land of the free, though.
Is it the land
of the free?
Nah, we ain't free.
Is it the land of the free or is it the land of the prejudice?
Probably the second one. And the funny thing is, I'm not even a racist because I love all people.
I do too.
I got white homegirls, Mexican homegirls, Indian homegirls, Asian homegirls. Like, I don't discriminate. People are people. And once it's just going to be so hard to kind of wash people's mind of that whole concept, being that our country was built off of prejudice and separation.
Built off of pain. And then, can you be really mad at some African Americans or Indians or other, like, nationalities that aren't white if they are racist?
Not really. I mean, I feel like it'll make them ignorant depending on their actions with their opinions. Yeah. Like, I can say I don't like white people, but if I get in a room full of white people, I'm going to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ain't going to be like, don't fucking talk to me, you fucking white person. No.
Yeah, people do
People
that.
Like to talk shit, but is you going to back it up, though?
People going to back that up. And I don't dislike any nationality or race, but I just wanted to say if people felt some type of way because of shit that happened in the past, would they be wrong or would they not? I don't know how I feel about that.
How do you feel about that as far as you can be concerned, not nobody else?
I don't like how people say it was a long time ago.
No, it was only like 40 years ago.
And it really wasn't that long ago when we couldn't even use the same restroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my fucking grandma went through that shit where she had to go through color only, you know, restrooms, color only fucking water fountains, color only restaurants. Like, that shit wasn't that long ago. And my grandma had to go through it. My mother had to go through stuff with my grandfather because he used to be the type that would be like, you don't talk to white folk like that. You don't talk to him like that. And my mama just used to get irritated. Well, why can't I? Why mm-hmm. he the same as me? He bleeds exactly. just like I bleed.
And that's one thing that I learned about my mother. Shout out to my mother, Lenny Faye, the most beautiful woman in the world. She's also a Taurus like me, so probably that's why I just love her so much. But my mom grew up in a small town in Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? And she was raised, like, agricultural. Like, they grew their own food. They did everything the agriculture way. And their town was majority black, but there were a lot of white people in power there, like the governor and the school teachers and things of that nature. And I used to ask her, like, you know, did you ever experience that? Because my mother is older, you know, and she probably was around for them times. And I asked her, like, has she ever experienced, like, blatant racism? She was like, no, not where we lived, because we was the source for everything.
Right.
So they had to be nice to us. You know what I'm saying? We was growing the food. She said that they had so much land that they had a man-made lake, and people would come and swim in their lake. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's different when they need you for something. And that's anybody. It don't even, we ain't even got to put a race on it. Anybody that needs you for something, they going to jiff with you.
Yeah. And they don't even teach, like, kids that or just us that.
But everything is taught. So everything is taught. So anything, kids will play with anybody until you tell them not to.
Yep. Yep, they naturally love. But I'm saying they didn't teach us, like, about growing your own food. Like, they don't teach you that in school. That's something you got to learn, like, probably from your family if they do it.
Yeah.
Now, my grandmother had a garden in her backyard.
My mama has had a garden ever since I could remember. And I used to be like, why are you growing food? But then, shit, I can, as a grown woman, I see why she did it, because the food that you grow out the ground and you cultivate and you take care of is healthy.
Yep.
Ain't getting sprayed with shit.
Nope,
I go over there now to this day. My mama got a whole garden on the half of her backyard fenced in. She got rows and shit.
Yep.
I go over there and give me some kale.
See, give me some kale,
some tomatoes, some cucumbers, pickled
peppers,
tomatoes, just everything.
Yep. Then they used to go fishing and they used to go hunt fucking possums. I wouldn't eat no possum.
Ugh.
No, not possum, coon. And I would go in the kitchen and she'd be skinning this motherfucker and shit.
They do that in the country, because I'm telling you, in Grambling, when I went to Grambling State University, shout out to Grambling State University, class of 2013, graduated bachelor's in psychology, cum laude. Whatever the fuck that's called. I graduated with hella honors. Shout out to everybody that made it through. But down there, nigga, I ate some squirrel. Fucked it up. I'm talking about, nigga, I'm getting drunk. Me and my homegirls, I'll never forget this shit. We getting drunk with this dude. Sitting there not really paying attention. Time go by, drinks, keep more and more drinks, we drink it. So I ain't paying attention. This nigga then walked out the house, right? In the whole hunting outfit. Came back in the house with a squirrel. The poor little squirrel had like 2 gunshot wounds, man. He was just holding the motherfucker up. So I'm thinking he was going hunting just to shoot some shit. So, not paying attention, we start playing spades and dominoes, drinking more shit. Some shit starts smelling good. Like, I'm talking about, that shit was smelling so far. He had the tomatoes and the peppers and shit cut up. And made some homemade gravy, some rice. Put the plate on my table. He like, y'all hungry? I'm like, yeah, whatever you cooking smell far. Not paying attention. Not thinking back to an hour ago when I seen the squirrel. You know, I'm thinking, okay, he just want to hunt some shit. Girl, I fucked that squirrel up. He didn't even tell me till after I'm asking for more and shit. Like, I'm like, can squirrel. I get some I more? That's far. He's like, yeah, you like that squirrel? I'm like, what? I said that squirrel that you was holding up.
My grandma did
the
that
little
today.
Blood was coming down, man. R.I.P. to that squirrel, man.
R.I.P. to Furl.
Right. I don't know what happened to Furl, man. I used to have a pest. Yeah, he was fat. He was fat, man. Shout out to, man, anybody that know me, I like animals, like, to an extent. to an extent.
Feeding this squirrel.
I was feeding this squirrel because every day I would come home, this squirrel would be right at my damn window, like right at my patio window, and I always come home with some food. I'm like, cuz must be hungry. You
chicken,
know what I'm saying?
All types of
chicken, squirrel barbecue,
nuts.
Man, squirrel to furrow the squirrel.
That motherfucker was so big. I was like,
when he was fat as hell, man. He started getting lazy.
That his nigga friends was missing. Getting, I was like, he dead, lady.
His friends was hating. Because I was asking them, like, y'all seen Furl? They started running off like, nah, we ain't seen that nigga.
That nigga dead somewhere.
They was hating on him because he was eating Go Chicken Go. He was eating Gates Chinese. He was eating everything in these. Furl probably told them niggas, y'all just a squirrel trying to get a nut. I'm out here eating good. They probably killed my nigga, man. R.I.P. the Furl, man.
This squirrel was fat as hell.
He was real fat.
But listen, I got tricked like you. My grandma came out with some fried shit and said it was chicken wings. Fucked it up. It was so good. I was like, Grandma, can I have some more of them chicken wings? She's like, chicken wing? Them wasn't no damn chicken wing. Them were frog legs. I was like, well, can I have some more frog legs? What you mean? I was a little kid, like, I don't give a fuck. I want some of that you cooking. Long story short, she said it wasn't no more. But damn, how you just gonna give me
nigga,
frog
that squirrel, lady? That squirrel tastes like straight pork chops with gravy, rice, and bell peppers and onions.
Imagine other shit.
And I put some hot sauce on it.
Imagine other shit we ate and didn't know what it is. Because that fucking frog tasted like chicken wings, like a chicken wing flat.
Mm-mm-mm.
And like, I mean, sucked the bone dry.
Them balls was probably little as fuck.
And listen, tastes just like the way my grandma used to slay in that kitchen. It was so fire. I never ate no motherfucking coon, though, because she wouldn't share that coon, and I didn't want none. I ain't want none.
R.I.P. to Annie Mae Wilder.
Amen.
Beautiful lady. Next topic, Kansas City, Missouri. You know, we the murder capital. I don't know. It's between us and Chicago, man, because
this happened in Kansas City, Kansas.
It did,
we're
but
just
it's still
throw that
it's,
out there.
Yeah, it did happen in Kansas City, Kansas, but
they're
it's
not the same.
It's definitely not the same, but it's definitely not far.
Not
like,
far.
Stop playing with me. But anyway, we have Christopher Pearson.
Christopher Pearson is who he was later. No. Charles
Pearson. Let's run it back and get the man's name right, even
His
though
name
he dead
Charles
now.
Charles Pearson.
Charles Pearson.
Police identified him this past Wednesday because he was shot dead by the KCK police.
They was ready.
He was by the Legend Shopping Center when he walked into an unidentified hotel and told them, I just murdered my wife and I'm ready to go shoot a bunch of people. And y'all better call the police.
Had my nigga on camera telling on his...
Listen, and the manager said he hopped out and hopped in a Maserati.
Ooh.
And this man, so he had that money. He said he watched him pull off. How about the article say that the police, it wasn't hard to find him because he was just parked in the intersection waiting. He wanted to die.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to talk this man down. Even when he stepped out the car with a semi-automatic weapon, which we're going to have to talk about that because that was on the last show.
You will get sprayed.
He hopped out of the car with a semi-automatic weapon. And they tried to talk this man down multiple times until he fired and they shot him dead. A few days later, they found...
Put a Clio on him.
A few days later, they found his wife, Sylvia Pearson, a strange wife, her body in Arkansas. So, rest in peace
to
Sylvia Pearson.
Wow. So, I was leaving Cass County, and I was leaving Cass County that day when that happened. And they had the highway, like, sold up. Like, I'm talking
for
about...
hours.
Yes. They was looking in people's car. They looked in my car. I'm listening. Like, if y'all looking for a body, he told y'all buried the car. Y'all wasting time stopping people when y'all
well,
can be over
that,
there
that
looking.
Happened. He didn't tell them that he buried her. He said he killed his wife. He didn't say he buried her. And
when
I don't know.
When I watched the news, I think... He said something about Cass County because they went directly to Cass County.
Well,
I think he said it. Yeah, I think he said it to throw them off.
And this happened Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
It said he entered a nearby hotel and told employees that he had killed his wife. And basically told them, hey, y'all better call the police.
So he had been killed. His wife dropped her off in Arkansas. Told him that she was in Cass County and was in Arkansas to throw their ass off. But he probably had some kind of plan or something.
But yeah, well,
or he written down to where they knew where she was. Like, he probably had it.
Yep, and he probably didn't want to kill himself thinking he was going to go to hell. Because it say, the manager said, he said, I just murdered my wife. I'm heavily armed and very dangerous. I'm going to the Legends. You better call the police. So he really didn't really want to go shoot a bunch of people. He skirted off in a red Maserati. Apparently, he didn't want to shoot a bunch of people. He probably just wanted the police to kill him. He probably was too pussy to shoot himself. So he wanted to go out in a blaze of fame.
Damn, that's fucked up. Well, killed or get killed, motherfucker. On to the next topic. I just saw something on Instagram. There's a young lady is speaking on how she feels the importance of polygamy is needed in the black community and that we need to open our minds. Miss, you are a married woman. You please kick this off and then I'm going to come in with that heat.
I'm not sharing my man willingly with anybody, so I can't agree. I don't know how to be beneficial. You said the article said that it's for people to, like, be protected and stuff. When it's people that's married that ain't protected by their husband might be beating their ass and threatening to kill them. I mean, y'all heard about Ike Turner. I watched What's Love Got to Do with It just the other day, and it didn't seem like a protector to me. So, yeah, it's a no for me.
It's definitely a no. And I feel like that's a very ignorant thing to say, because the lady was saying, we're trying to get back to the African household and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. First of all, it's not Africa.
And polygamy wasn't originated in Africa.
I don't think polygamy was originated where it was somebody that wanted to fuck more than one bitch or have more than one wife. I don't really be seeing, I've never heard of polygamy from a female saying, oh, I got six husbands. Because even in African culture or any culture, when a woman cheats, they shame them. In third world countries, if you cheat on your husband, they're dragging you in the street and throwing rocks at you.
I did see a thing on Facebook where a woman had, I think it said seven husbands, and she was going through kissing all of them. She was an African-American woman. Don't know what country. But in most countries, like those third world countries, I'm not going to name some, but I have seen, even if you out with your hair out and a man look at you, they'll scar your face.
Yeah, they'll cut you.
But, you know, it's a polygamy, which we all know is the practice or custom of having more than one wife or husband at the same time.
But I feel like niggas is so far gone in the head to where they'll think it's, oh, I can have hella niggas or I can have hella females. Like, I'm already doing this shit. Like, it ain't even about that. It's about y'all mind ain't even ready to handle that. I would never know. Ain't no, we can help each other out as a family by just talking and communicating. You're not about to be, no. Then, ain't no jobs getting assigned. I'm every motherfucking woman. It's all in me, motherfucker.
Here's nobody the else. These new age men want to have multiple wives so they can get their penis wet, but they're not doing what that actually entails of.
Can you even handle? In most
countries, you're supposed to be able to financially take care of all your wives. Like, in those countries where these men have multiple wives, these wives ain't working.
Mm-mm.
They're supposed to be able to financially take care of all of them. Meanwhile, this nigga can't even take care of himself, but want to walk around and go fuck all these bitches. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because they looking at it from a sexual point of view.
Yeah, but these real men out here taking care of all they wives.
The lady was talking about how it's for us to come together and relieve each other's stress. First of all, my problems ain't that big to where I need three niggas to handle it.
I can't do it. That's gonna be a bigger head.
Exactly. Like, come on now. I'm cool on that. What y'all think about that polygamy? Do y'all think that it's a good idea? Do y'all think that it's gonna bring the community back together? Or do y'all think it's just gonna do more damage? I think it's gonna do further damage. Yeah. Now, I understand the African saying it takes a village to raise a child, which I understand, but that's why you have family members, you have friends,
that's
you have
that village is, you know, not a man making a village with
I don't agree with that at all. I mean, y'all tell me how I feel. I mean, but some of y'all be in polygamy relationships anyway, and y'all well aware. Y'all might as well all get married, because you're either going to love or hate each other. You're either going to keep fighting a bitch, or you're going to love on the
y'all
bitch.
Y'all just constantly passing STDs back and forth. Ooh, just trifling.
Yes.
But we got to move on to the next topic. the next topic, we're going to talk about this No Limit reunion. It surfaced on the internet that No Limit Records is coming out with a reunion tour. Didn't see the dates, but I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
Come close enough so I can travel there. I'm there.
Pass me the green. I need some weed.
I grew up on that.
Pass me the green.
Mr. Ice Cream Man. Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Before you jump in the game, let's get one thing understood. Hey, if you're selling that ice cream, you got to make sure it's good. Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Mr. Ice Cream Man.
I'm telling you.
What? I'm there for Master P. I love me some Master P.
I love me some Carson too.
I don't care what nobody say. Master P was fine.
Period. What are you
talking
about?
And I got the hookup.
I'm sorry. I thought Silk the Shocker was fine. His little
brother. Retarded.
He still was fine.
He was slow. He was that.
C Murder was fine. He's just a killer. Mystical was fine.
He still is. C Murder still is fine. That's Master P's brother.
They all fine.
They got good genes.
Yeah, they do. Because his son Romeo fine as fuck, too.
Ooh, I forgot about Romeo.
He a man now, girl. He play on Tails.
He played on Tails.
He's on Tails this season. It's back out.
I know. I follow him on Snapchat.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. And we're friends on Facebook.
We are.
Yep.
I don't have a Facebook. I'm not getting one back.
Okay.
But we didn't pass this whole time and we ain't even been paying bills.
We ain't been
paying no bills at all. Shout out to Ray the Jerk. Everybody participating in the Kansas City People's Choice Awards. Yes, let's give it up for the nominees. All the people that were nominated. All the people that thought they got nominated and didn't. All the people that's gonna win. All the people that should've won. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. I know everybody gonna be there dressed like it's the BET Awards.
I wish y'all could go. I don't got nobody that's going, so I ain't going.
Oh, maybe next year y'all could. Nah, don't even vote for me.
I won't be here. I'll be in California.
Yeah, she'll be in Cali running Messy Mac Couture California store. But
so, yeah, speaking of Cali, we're going to slide on in because we've talked this whole show and didn't talk about Hermes Ascadon.
We will keep y'all updated on that No Limit Records tour, though. We might have a giveaway or something, so stay tuned. But, yes, back to Mr. Ascadon. Y'all already, if you know me, if you know Lou, if you really know Lou, you know Lou loves some Nick. He's just like a very symbolic person in my life. If it was not for Nipsey Hussle, there would be no MacLumay.inc. And I got that from AllMoneyIn.inc because I heard it in the song and it registered with me that day. You know what I'm saying? I've been listening to Nipsey Hussle since I was in college.
I love Nipsey Hussle from the first time I heard him. And a very inspirational man and left an impact on this world even to the day and probably for many years on.
Yeah.
And it's a celebration for him. Like, I was on Instagram and I seen Lauren had posted so many things about him and my heart just really feels for her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a celebration. She said, don't be sad, celebrate, because he was a very positive energy, a strong force.
Yes.
And lot of positivity. He would probably want everybody to celebrate.
Yeah, so that's why we got this brown liquor on our liver and shit tonight. Yeah. You feel me? We going up.
Even though his favorite drink was some tequila, which when I Googled, because I believe his sister said it was 1932. And when I Googled that was some expensive tequila.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, now it might be brown tequila, but it's expensive. You know, he has some good taste, exquisite taste. We can see that, though.
So let me tell y'all a story about Nipsey Hussle and how Mess got to know Nipsey. So she had this CD back in her Impala. I always talk about the Impala because she used to slapping that motherfucker, man. That motherfucker was nice. She had a Nip CD. And I get in the car. We was going somewhere. She like, listen to this new Nipsey Hussle. This shit far. I'm like, that's not new. So when I played her the new shit, every day for like 3 weeks after that, she was sending me pictures of this nigga all day, every day. Like, I'm in love. I can't believe this is real.
Like, it was really real. She was like, you know he with Lauren London, right? I'm like, what that got to do with me? A girl can dream.
Until Eddie Whitsett came and put a ring on it.
And then I still secretly... It wasn't like publicly then.
It's cool. I got a chance to meet Nick before. I wish I would have got a chance to smoke a blunt and talk to this man, but I did meet him.
That was one of the things. Shook his hand,
gave him a side hug. Shout out to my little brother.
Oh, because he came here. And I
Kansas
wasn't here.
City's very own. I need to have my little brother Ralph on this show.
I cried about that. Remember that?
He was the videographer for the event. He got me 2 VIP passes. I couldn't believe it.
And 2 of my faves came here, and I was not here.
Who was the other one?
Sky.
Oh yeah, I didn't see her twice.
She came here twice. Mm-hmm. Twice. One time I wasn't in town. The second time, I was too tired and did not go. And she sent me videos, and Sky was like, "Hey sis," and the thing. I was just like, "Oh my god, I'm lost."
The first time she came, it was on my birthday,
and I was not in town. I wasn't in town when Nip was here either. Mm-hmm. I believe I was in California.
You was, and I've never seen a club that packed out like it was packed out for Nip. So he had a lot of love, man.
A lot of love, man.
I was crying, man. Like on the side, trying not to cry my lashes out because I couldn't believe it was like seeing a god in the flesh, like just tall, just everything.
Very
it was
tall.
Just
6'4".
Oof, 6'4".
Mm-hmm. 6'4" giant. I'm telling you, so I would have been very happy to meet him. That was one of the things on my bucket list. I still have a few people I want to meet, but you know, like I love Nipsey Hussle, and that shit still hurt to this day. That energy is very strong where they was talking about him on Black Ink Crew Compton and had a whole little thing about him, and I started crying. Like, I pulled my glasses out. My glasses was fogging up. Mm-hmm. So that pain is real. My husband was looking at me like, it's okay, Missy.
I wish I could see Miss Glasses. They so chic. She got a little cheetah print on the rim. It matched her shirt. Again. Cheetah print shirt with the glasses. She blonde for real, though, y'all. Her glasses thick. I miss the old Spike Lee ones, though. I miss them. She had the clear Spike Lees, man, and they was real prescriptions.
Why somebody asked me, they was like, your glasses, I like those. Did you get those from the Army? They used to give those out in the Army. I'm like,
damn.
Just flaming. No, I got these from, what is that, the optometrist or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm.
So they what's your favorite Nipsey song?
It's still going to be, okay, maybe not. No, Riding Around in that Cutlass. Summertime in that Cutlass. It's still my favorite song. Summertime in that Cutlass is still my favorite song, but I have other ones I like a whole
bunch. I'm asking you, what's your number one favorite song?
Summertime in that Cutlass, period. Hands down, it was my favorite song. Still is my favorite song. Can listen to it on repeat. My second favorite song is One of One.
I came to get money. Now that I got it. Hate on a nigga. And they just about it. Mm-hmm. She told me that pussy.
But I never call it.
Ask me why you.
It got too much mileage. You're looking at a one of one. So, but the list goes on and on. Because, it's a lot of shit I like. Like, I like that Slauson Boy 2 album.
Very much.
Damn near the whole album. Mm-hmm. So, yep. Rap niggas. Hold on. Rap niggas is like, yep, those are the top 3. Rap niggas, I be listening to that shit in the gym. Like, I ain't nothing like these fucking rap niggas. Hustle Man, a Shooter, that's a fact, nigga. Okay, so what's your favorite Nip?
My favorite Nipsey song of all time is Killer.
Smoking Killer.
The number one song on Mailbox Money.
Yes, that's the shit too.
He has so much shit, but that song right there, it really registers with me.
The beat drop.
Just how he comes in just on some straight. It's like, he put positive energy into you. It's like you reciting positive affirmations in the morning. Follow me on Spotify because I have a really hard hitting ass morning spirituals playlist. That's what it's called, morning spirituals. It's just all slaps that's just gonna get you going in the morning. I have to fucking listen to that song every day.
Yeah, see, I just
because it's some shit like you don't hear shit. Somebody tell you to wake up in the morning, you get up. I wake up in this state of mind. Like sky's the limit.
I'm telling you.
Cross the line and I'm gonna kill you. So don't cross that line.
Just, I'm telling you, that energy is strong.
It's very strong. It's still to this felt. Day,
those vibrations
I can feel. You know how you can, when you love music, because you know some people listen to music, some people really love music.
I love
music. Like, music really speaks to me. Like, I could feel it in my soul when
you
that
think
nigga
that's
talk.
From being performing arts?
It could. Shout out to Pacelle Academy of the Fine and Performing Arts. My goddaughter just started there in the seventh grade. Get it, JJ.
It's like, I did performing arts all my life, like, from K through 12. So, I think that has a big factor in it. And then, like, my brother and his love for music and my mom playing music.
Yeah, because when you do, you listen to every word, every sound, like...
And you feel it.
He wasn't just picking any beat. He wasn't just doing songs with anybody. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't never had a... Chills
has he ever had a song with the Migos?
No,
girl. I don't think so.
Girl.
Hold on, that's how you know when niggas is real, they don't do that clown shit. You feel
if
me?
If this was live, y'all would have seen me roll my eyes like, no shots to the Migos, but come on now. You talk about Nip Hustle with the Migos? No.
Never.
No.
It would never happen.
It's
and
not
it
even
never
the same
did
vibration.
Happen. It didn't even happen at all.
So
that's just how that's how you know how real this man is.
Listen,
was.
You say his name with me and like Malcolm and Jesus. Okay? Not Migos.
You're exactly right.
Okay? So
what's your favorite Nipsey album? And why?
The first one that I played for you.
Crenshaw.
I was like, you hear
she this? She thought Crenshaw was mailbox money, y'all. She was like, I got this new Nipsey Hussle. You know who Nipsey Hussle is?
I was just really... I'm
and
like,
then mailbox money came out. I think it was already out. Cause I was
mailbox
like,
money... Yeah, hold on.
No, Chris, you was playing the Crenshaw when Mailbox Money had just came out.
Because this was in 2013 when, and come to find out I had heard of Nipsey before that, but the first one that I, the first one that I listened to and knew it was Nip was Crenshaw. And, like, I would slap it from beginning to end. So, that's probably always going to be my favorite one. Then my second favorite one is Slauson Boy 2. I love that one. I love Victory Lap. Honestly, I like all of them, but Crenshaw be my favorite one. I still slap that all the time.
But I just know he got more music.
He do. He do.
And I'm ready for it. Okay, so my favorite album, I would have to say, is The Marathon.
Good choice. Good choice.
The Marathon really did it for me. Second is gonna be Mailbox Money. Crenshaw, you can't even put that in there because you know that's the golden child.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Golden child, that's already
he got that money off of that. That's how he met Lauren.
Yeah,
when she came to buy them $100 CDs, baby. Mailbox Money was $1,000, still is. If you get on the Marathon,
shout out to Spotify for that membership and letting me get that on Spotify, not paying that $1,000. Not saying that I wouldn't have paid that $1,000, but I listened to it like I paid that
$1,000.
Well,
here's the thing, though. The reason why he did that with that, like selling that high, he knew that people can always go and get it for free, like the Spotify and shit.
Who going to pay?
Yeah.
Where your money
ProudToPay.com. And that went towards
shooting
a lot
up your
of
block,
shit.
Switch cars, then we double back.
Like, he really was an amazing man. Like...
Amazing. And I think I got his face tattooed on my finger, but I think I'ma just probably do my whole hand. Like, I'm really feeling that way.
It's like you just gotta, when you really love something, like, I got that badge on my chest that all money in.
She do. And it's crispy.
It really is crispy as hell. And I don't feel bad about it. Like, I was thinking about going to go get his face on the back of my calf. And that pain on the back of the calf is serious. school. Yeah, because
you serious.
Shout out to all the tattoo artists all over the country that have tatted Miss. She is tatted up. She don't. Let me tell you something about Miss. She's a boss. If she want a tattoo, she watching Black Ink and she'll see somebody do a cold tattoo. She booking a flight. She going to get the tattoo.
Period.
How many of y'all doing that?
Guess what? And I already got somebody that I'm going to Ryan Henry next.
She probably
mark
will.
My word. I'm going to Chicago.
We gonna blog that so y'all Ryan can see how Henry crazy we be acting.
Is gonna give me a tattoo. That's baby.
Ryan is good. I like Young Bae.
She dope.
She's cold.
You know who else is dope? Kevin Leroy.
Yes.
He's an enigma in Beverly Hills now.
Yes,
at Cash Shop.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So
but back to our King Nip.
Yep, King Aramis.
And I've been on Snapchat all day and seeing everybody pay homage to the king and posting his pictures. It just make me feel like I just want to tell y'all just need to walk by what he's saying.
Yep.
Do what he's saying. That's the best way you can pay homage to Nipsey.
And he done motivated me in so many ways.
So just many ways.
Like now I'm the co-owner of two businesses. I'm going
two.
Back to school.
Three.
Two jobs.
Three. Because we got this show.
Oh, yeah. So three
you got
businesses. You know, me and
coming
my husband got
fall.
This. I'm about to go back to school and end up opening up another business. I work two jobs. I'm a full-time mom. And I do that all with no stress.
Yes.
I burn my sage when I feel stressful.
Yes.
I cleanse all that negative
sage
energy.
Sage will be available at the Maclume room soon. So if you want to cleanse your energy, cleanse your life, get
yes.
them devils up out them houses, get them devils up off you,
and make sure
off
you
anybody,
open up the door and the windows
please,
and let them out.
Listen,
Lou taught me that.
Listen, let me tell you something. Burning sage is a ritual. Do you understand me? Like, Mess, do you remember when I had that apartment in Raytown? I didn't have no fucking furniture. What the fuck did I used to do when we smoked?
Burn incense,
burn candles, turn the lights down. Like, it was a herb thing. You feel me? So, let me give y'all some game. When y'all burn y'all sage, make sure you are burning California white sage. California white sage is for protection. It's to clean negative energy out your home, your car, wherever you feel like negative energy is. Make sure, please make sure you are opening a door
or a window. So they
if you are not, you need them to fly out. You need that energy to leave your home, your space, whatever you want to do. Because if you're not, guess what? That shit is just running around in circles around playing baby D with your ass. So, and that's another thing Nipsey Hussle talked about. He saves his house every single day, every single morning.
He embraces his kids.
Yes.
And that shit worked like for about 2 or 3 months straight. I was saging and blessing my house and my kids before we left the house and listening to like certain. I don't know, meditative music and things to get my positive energy back because I had lost it. And it's been back and stronger than ever, you know. So that is really serious, you know.
It's very serious because, you know, when you leave your home, you walk into the world.
And you take that energy with you.
That's why I don't like touching everybody.
It's energy transfer.
I don't like looking in everybody's eyes. I don't want everybody looking in my eyes. You feel me? Because shit is strong and it will jump on you.
Yep, energy transfer.
That's why I stopped going to church. You know what I'm saying?
Energy transfer.
I don't want nothing jumping on me. I'm trying to protect myself, my energy, my home, my well-being. I want to be a good ball of energy
yep.
when I'm around people.
But do you think that sometimes when you look people in the eye, you touch them, that your good energy may transfer to them and might change their day around?
Of course. I'm
it's
a firm believer in that. That's why I always smile at people.
Yep.
Shout out to Dr. Simmons. I'm going to always give him a shout out for this beautiful smile. I was in braces for 4 years, but hey. It cost me a lot of money, so fuck what you're talking about.
And pretty soon I'm going to get my tummy tucked and be shouting at my surgeon, period. Make me
don't
go
down on the surgery like old girl was doing. Right. Make Missy great again. Make Missy great again.
She's looking good, Josh. She's looking real good. I've been knowing this motherfucker for, what, we 12 of them things? 13 of them things now?
A long time.
Very long time.
13. I met you in 06.
Ooh, yes. Damn. It's been a long time.
06 or 07. It's been a long time.
And one thing that we have in common is our, I said commie. One thing, one thing that we do have in common is our love for Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
And we want to say rest in peace, Crip in peace,
neighborhood. Love in peace,
neighborhood Nip. We just want to thank you for coming to this world and blessing us with your greatness.
And even though I didn't get to meet him, thank you for your energy and your impact that you gave to the world. Like, just, that's one thing.
I just get sad when I think about how much more he could have done.
Girl, I get sad just thinking about the situation. I've cried many times. I told you I cried today. And it don't really do much, but it get those temporary feelings out. Only other artist that I cried about that died was Aaliyah, because she was my first favorite artist. And when she died, I cried. I was a kid, a teenager. But Nipsey really had the impact. It was like losing a family member all over again.
It really was.
And it's probably going to be a tough situation to get over. So imagine the people that love him, like his sister Samantha, Black Sam, Lauren, his mother. Like, how do they feel?
His kids.
Yeah, exactly. Well, his little baby is probably too young that's going to remember. They're going to be more affected when they get grown and see pictures. But Imani, that her name? Mm-hmm. Imani, she is feeling that pain. Imagine how we feel that vibration, and we didn't even know him like that. Imagine the presence that they're missing right now. And I just always pray for them, and I hope they're having a great day today celebrating King Nick.
Yes, I do. Next up is The Quiet Storm. We're going to do all slow jams. We're going to slow it down for the lovers in the house tonight. We want to thank y'all for listening to us on y'all morning commute, on y'all way to work, if you're at home doing laundry, cooking for the kids, getting them ready for school. But thank you for tuning in, and we will see y'all again in the next episode. Messy Mac Radio. Yuck, this motherfucker!
Peace out!